Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Your first Saturday here in February. Hope you're doing well here. Should be in store for a very mild day on your Saturday. Temps in the 20s, heck, maybe even 30 in some parts of Minnesota as well. Your report brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service. Right off I-94 in Avon, check out their selection of trailers, skid steer attachments. They got all the parts you can think of all right there at Midsota Manufacturing. Well, let's begin. Check in with fellow farm broadcaster Michael Clements as he spoke to the American Farm Bureau Federation as there's a big deadline coming up this Monday.
Farmers and ranchers have until Monday, February 7th, to tell the Environmental Protection Agency its proposed changes to the Waters of the U.S. rule are harmful. Courtney Briggs, American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Director of Congressional Relations, says it's important the EPA receives comments directly from farmers and ranchers.
The agencies hear frequently from folks like myself who are representing national trade organizations, but once they hear from people on the ground who are experiencing the effects of these regulations day in and day out, those are the most impactful stories. Those are the things that resonate with the agencies. So it's important that they hear from the regulated community directly from farmers and ranchers.
Briggs says it's best to tell the EPA how the rule will impact your farm or ranch.
I think if farmers and ranchers have personal anecdotes that they're willing to share about the struggles they've experienced with Clean Water Act permitting or dealing with the Army Corps of Engineers, that is like gold in a comment period. But it's also important that the regulated community express that, given that the Supreme Court is taking the Sackett case, that the agencies really need to hit the pause button. There's no reason to move forward with this proposed rulemaking.
Briggs adds it's easy to submit comments online.
The easiest way to do that is to go to EPA's WOTUS landing page. And there's a link under current activities that will take you directly to the Federal Register notice. And the comments do not have to be extensive or technical. You just need to express that this proposed rule will be harmful to farmers and ranchers.
Submit comments at epa.gov/WOTUS. Michael Clements, Washington.
All right, Michael, thank you very much. And some other news here this week as farmers are now planning for the year ahead. Many are continuing to grapple with a few challenges from last year, which offered more than one whipsaw event for producers to make their way through. Tim Andreessen, Managing Director of Agricultural Products at the CME Group, says the biggest takeaway from 2021 is that price risk isn't going away anytime soon.
If tight fundamentals aren't enough, uncertainty was a big theme again last year, with factors like the pandemic and severe supply chain disruptions helping to contribute to elevated volatility levels, especially in key parts of the growing season. In fact, CME Group's CVOL index that measures volatility across all of our agricultural products hit a high of 46% in June, primarily driven by corn. These are among the highest levels since 2008. As our customers navigate this volatility, we saw a record number of producers using the flexibility of options products to mitigate price risk, lock in margins, and manage cash flows. Trading activities across the entire agricultural options complex reached an all-time high average daily volume of 274,000 contracts last year. Record amount of this volume came from non-standard options like our short-dated new crop and weekly products. A record number of market participants are seeing the value of how these options fit into their marketing plan.
A few more comments from Andreessen here this morning. Now, for those who may be less familiar with options, he talks a little more about how they can fit into your individual and your farm's marketing plan.
Especially in volatile markets like these, which are also accompanied by high input costs, it's important to lock in profits when you can. Options enable producers to establish a floor price for their grains with a known premium cost upfront, still being able to participate if prices rally. However, premium costs tend to be higher when prices are extremely volatile, which also means you need protection the most. To address this, we introduced short-dated new crop options. They expire earlier than traditional options, which means that because there is less time value, the premiums are lower than standard options. Using them, you could, for example, buy protection only through June if you're concerned if the crop will get planted. If in June you're still concerned, you could buy an option to cover pollination. Overall, that provides the producer much more flexibility to manage risk during specific windows of the growing season.
Tim Andreessen with the CME Group joining us here on your Saturday morning. Yes, Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. We had a busy week down in Houston, Texas. I was not there, but many farm broadcasters were, and many farmers and ranchers were attending NCBA this week. And of course, the topic too, revolving around cash cattle trade. NCBA voted to oppose federal government mandates of cash cattle trade. The decision came as part of the policy setting process during the 2022 cattle industry convention in Houston, Texas. Now, the majority of the delegates wanted to preserve what was being called the, quote, freedom of choice for a cattle producer in how they market their cattle. Now, this language was part of the framework that was proposed by several state cattle groups, including the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and the Kansas Livestock Association. Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey.
We need to continue working towards price discovery. We need to continue working towards price transparency. But this is pretty clear that we're opposed to mandates on negotiated cash or negotiated trade. We certainly want negotiated trade, and we need to work to establish that and so forth, and that's OCA's policy. But opposing the government coming in and saying, this is how you're going to sell your cattle, that's out of bounds for us. It's out of bounds now for NCBA, and a very overwhelming vote that we appreciate very much.
Their amendment to current policy was further amended by language proposed by the Texas and Southwestern cattle raisers that would specifically put NCBA on record as, quote, NCBA opposes any mandate on cash trade volumes. That amendment received a roll call vote and passed 146 to 41. The amended amendment then passed by a voice vote. So just some of the insight into the cattle industry convention in Houston, Texas, which wrapped up on Thursday. And I know a handful of folks who were making their way back had some issues as they saw that weather in Texas, that rain, that ice, and therefore travel delays. Yeah, abound as some were staying in hotels. Some had to go to a different state or a different day or had delays, but hopefully everybody makes it back safely. And also here in central Minnesota, congratulations, as Don Schiefelbein will be serving as NCBA president here for the year ahead. We look to talk to him soon, as we did back in November at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City. Well, finally, let's check in at USDA in Washington, D.C. here finally this morning, as they have come out with their first farm income forecast here for this year. Gary Crawford at USDA in Washington, D.C.
In its first foray into forecasting farm income for 2022, USDA projecting net farm income at $113.7 billion, a drop of about 4.5% from 2021, even though cash sales receipts for farmers will be up 6.8%. Spiro Stefano runs USDA's Economic Research Service. He told us as far as the forecast drop in farm profits.
A lot of this drop is going to be due to dropping government payments and higher production expenses.
USDA projecting production expenses to top last year by just over 5%, but the big factor in bringing farm income down this time,
the decrease in government direct payments.
USDA chief economist Seth Meyer, and it's not a small decrease in payments.
They're expected to fall $15.5 billion, or 57%.
That plus the increase in production costs gives us a lower net farm income, but as Meyer put it,
still pretty good farm income.
Well above the average of the last 20 years. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
All right, Gary, thank you very much. And that is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this Saturday morning. I'm Joe Gill. Your report brought to you each week by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. They do have hours from 8 till noon here this morning. Midsota Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. Right here on Chasm Radio, we are your number one station for news, weather, and farm information.